Number 1. What used to happen in the room where the speaker is standing? Number 2. Why does the speaker compare a servant's life to a prison? Number 3. What do the visitors learn about servants' bedrooms? Number 4. Why is it often not possible to visit the servants' areas? Number 5. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"Servants were supposed to be invisible,